I don't know if I'd describe our bunny as excellently weird, but he is definitely unusual. Chester is convinced that Bunnicula is a vampire, just because he's turned a few vegetables white by draining them of their juices. Oh, and he can get in and out of his cage without anyone knowing how he does it. And he sleeps all day and is awake at night. And he has these fangs. And, well, Pete was doing a pretty good job of describing him, so I'll let him take it from here. If you think Chester's weird, you haven't heard anything yet. We have this rabbit called Bunnicula. We named him that after we found him at a movie theater where Dracula was playing. When he came to live with us, our vegetables started turning white. It took us a while to figure out that maybe he had something to do with it. Ever since we did, he's been on a liquid diet, and there have been no more white vegetables. Other than the vegetable thing, he's not so bad. I mean, he doesn't drool or howl or beam in messages from his home planet or anything. In fact, you might even say he's kind of cute and cuddly. Of course, he does have these red eyes that glow in the dark. In conclusion, Mr. M.T. Graves, you might write some weird stuff, but with pets like mine, I live it. Mr. and Mrs. Monroe couldn't help breaking into applause. I, meanwhile, couldn't help wolfing down the piece of broccoli Toby had just lowered to me. Chester shook his head.
Broccoli? You aren't just weird, Harold. You're excellently weird.
Why, thank you, Chester, I said, my tongue trying to nab some florets that had strayed to my whiskers. It's nice to be appreciated.
Yes. Well, appreciate this, my excellently weird friend. There's something mighty peculiar going on here, and I'm not talking about broccoli. I'm talking about M.T. Graves and his corvine companion. Meet me in the living room after the others have gone to sleep and I've had a chance to do some research.
May I come too, Pop?
Howie asked. Chester rolled his eyes at being called Pop. It's an automatic response at this point, since Howie has called Chester Pop for as long as he's been calling me Uncle Harold.
Yes, yes, you may come too, he said.
And so it was that a little before midnight, Howie and I found ourselves stationed in front of Chester's favorite chair in the living room. Sitting amid stacks of Fleshcrawler's books, Chester looked down at us and warned.
There is trouble ahead. I told you that crow was an omen.
What are you talking about? I asked, stifling a yawn.
The potato has 1,000 eyes. My sister, the pickled brain. My parents are aliens from the planet Zorg. Don't eat the cookies. That's what I'm talking about, Harold.
Chester, I said, do you remember when you went to see that nice psychiatrist, Dr. Katz? Do you remember how much he helped you?
I do not need a psychiatrist, Harold.
Okay, then. Do you remember when you used to meditate? Do you remember how it calmed you down and helped you think clearly? Shall we try that now? Shall we chant? Help me out here, Howie. Om. Om. Chester's eyes narrowed to slits.
I do not need to meditate, and I do not need therapy. What I'm trying to tell you,
I know what you're trying to tell us, Pop.
Howie chimed in.
Those are the names of Fleshcrawler's books. You're trying to tell us, you're trying to tell us, names of Fleshcrawler's books.